I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsy Moment, brought to you by the David Owsy Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. If you look closely at the Yoruba crown in the African Art Gallery, you can see that it is covered with thousands of small white glass beads. White, or funfa, symbolizes divinity in Yoruba culture, and beads remain of extreme value to the Yoruba people. Artists known as stringers tie small, handmade beads onto palm reeds and fabric to create jewelry and clothing that contain a number of different powers. Thousands of beads stand together to represent togetherness and protection. This crown was made for a Yoruba king, who would have been a descendant of the first divine king Oduduwa. The coronation of a Yoruba king is a sacred ritual. Once the beaded crown is placed on a king's head, he is believed to instantly become an embodiment of all of the past kings. The Yoruba people make up one of the largest ethnic groups in Africa. Most live in Nigeria, but people of Yoruba descent can be found all over the world. Though many converted to Islam or Christianity after European colonization, Yoruba people often still practice the traditions of their heritage as well, and divine kingship has always been important to their culture.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Demi Fennicle for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsy Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.